This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. New Year 2083 Bikram Samvat starting today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung monitors the Narayanganj Butol Road section, says all work should be completed on time. And the U.S. blockade of Iran's port is in place, according to the U.S. President Donald Trump. Now the news in detail. Today marks the beginning of Bikram Samvat 2083. Baisakh first, the first day of the new year, is being celebrated across Nepal with fanfare and greetings being exchanged among family members, relatives, friends and colleagues. People take time to review their past and make resolutions for further success. Homes are made neat and clean and special delicacies are prepared and enjoyed today. Nepali people living in the diaspora also celebrate Baisakh first as the start of the new year. It is time to reflect on the past and look forward to a prosperous future. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Powell, Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Balendra Shah, among other dignitaries, have wished one and all on the occasion of the new year. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has carried out monitoring of the Narayanganj Butol Road section today. During the monitoring today, Home Minister Gurung instructed the concerned agencies and the contractor company to complete the ongoing road expansion works within the stipulated time. On the occasion, he has made it clear that delays in work are unacceptable. Similarly, he has also drawn the attention of the Chinese contractor company regarding delays in the work. During the monitoring, the Home Affairs Minister noted that passengers had to suffer because work was not completed on time. Daily commuting was affected and the risk of accidents increased, and he has instructed to end this situation promptly. Representatives of the construction company have expressed their commitment to complete the road construction within the next 15 days. They have stated that they will expedite the construction to complete it within the scheduled time frame. The Embassy of Nepal in Ottawa, Canada, participated in the 27th annual Travel and Vacation Show held on the 11th and 12th of April to promote Nepal's tourism sector. The embassy set up a stall showcasing Nepal's natural beauty, cultural heritage and traditional craftsmanship. It displayed artifacts and authentic Nepali products and screened promotional videos featuring major tourist destinations. The stall drew a large number of visitors, including holidaymakers and travel enthusiasts. Embassy officials responded to the queries related to air connectivity, visa procedures and tourism activities such as trekking, mountaineering, meditation and wellness. Informational materials including brochures, pamphlets and posters were also distributed to the visitors. The Travel and Vacation Show is considered one of the major tourism events in eastern Canada. It saw participation from travel agencies, tourism boards and diplomatic missions. The event provided an opportunity to promote Nepal as a travel destination among Canadian tourists. Meanwhile, the Consulate General of Nepal in San Francisco, California, United States, organized a special event to mark the first International Wellness Day on Sunday. The program was held at a Nepali Community Center in Richmond in collaboration with the Nepali Association of Northern California and Jeevan Bigyan USA. It followed a recent decision by the United Nations General Assembly to observe April 5th in each year as International Wellness Day based on Nepal's initiative. Richmond Mayor Eduardo Martinez attended as chief guest, while Nepali Origin Council member Dilip Bhattrai was the special guest. The event saw participation from over 100 attendees, including community leaders, professionals and members of the Nepali diaspora. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has requested local levels across the country to control the harmful and banned pesticides being used uncontrollably on fruits and vegetables. In a view of the recent news from various media outlets and information from concerned bodies about the use of excessive pesticides on fruits and vegetables, the Ministry has taken this step, citing serious risks to human health and the environment. The Ministry's Agriculture and Livestock Promotion Division has issued a 5-point letter to all the local levels. The division stated in the 5-point letter to the local governments that since the Constitution of Nepal has entrusted the responsibility of agriculture and agricultural production management to local levels, the role of local government will be decisive in this matter, which is directly linked to the health of the people. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A U.S. blockade of Iran's ports is in place, having begun at 10 a.m. Eastern U.S. time on Monday, according to the U.S. President Donald Trump. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance accused Iran of economic terrorism by blocking the Strait of Hormuz earlier in the war. The U.S. said it will not impede ships using the strait to go to and from non-Iranian ports, and on Tuesday data showed at least one tanker had passed through, reportedly heading from the United Arab Emirates to China. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations said the blockade is a grave violation of its sovereignty. Meanwhile, direct talks between Lebanese and Israeli officials are set to be held in the U.S. later today, the first such negotiations in decades. At least 7 paddy harvesters have been killed as a truck veered off a road on Tuesday, that is today, in Bangladesh's Kumila district, some 96 kilometers east of capital Dhaka. Police officer in charge, Mohammad Iqbal Bahar Majumdar, told that the accident left 7 laborers dead on the spot. He said the truck laden with rice and carrying the paddy harvesters went off the road and ended up in a canal. Besides the 7 fatalities, 6 other people were hospitalized with injuries from the accident. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi as well as the Himalayan regions of the country. It will be partly cloudy in the remaining hilly areas and mainly fair in Tarai. There is also possibility of light rain and thunder accompanied by lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of the country and at 1 or 2 places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. New Year 2083 Bikram Samvat starting today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung monitors the Narangarh Putwal road section, says all the work should be completed on time. And a U.S. blockade of Iran's ports is in place, according to U.S. President Donald Trump. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and Happy New Year once again.